We'd like to welcome to the program. On the line with us, we have this morning Brad Moline, who's the president of Allo Communications, and he joins us on KEHUB this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well.
Good. Staying warm?
No. This isn't what you'd call the ideal time to install fiber.
No, it isn't. It isn't. But I do want to talk about Allo Communications to Brad, and thank you for your time. Folks may not know a lot about Allo Communications. Give us a little bit of a history of what Allo Communications is all about.
Yeah, I started Allo Communications back in 2003, and we started doing fiber in western Nebraska out in the panhandle in 2005. So we've been a fiber-to-the-premise, focused on business, government, and residential since that time. And we just started moving from west to east in 2015, or 16, I guess. We started building Lincoln, Nebraska, and spent, you know, $200 million there putting in a brand new network. And it's all fiber, and that means fiber to every apartment. Not to the complex, to the apartment, fiber to every business, governmental entity, and residents. And so today, you fast forward, and we're in 14 markets in Colorado and Nebraska. We span from Breckenridge, Colorado, to North Fork and Wayne, Nebraska now.
I see. Very good. You know, and moving to the east, as you mentioned, and part of that being Fremont. Why'd you pick Fremont? Tell us about that.
Well, the whole, I call it the northeast part of Nebraska, Fremont, Columbus, North Fork, Wayne, has been on our target for some time. And it just finally worked for us to have the capital. You know, this is very expensive. You know, we spend about $20 million per community the size of Fremont, and as well as, you know, hiring the employees. We'll have 20 permanent employees there, but during the peak of construction, we'll probably have close to 100 people working in Fremont. And it just takes a little while to get it together, but, you know, Fremont, as you guys know, is a very successful community. In our opinion, any community as successful as Fremont deserves a gigabit network. Yeah. And that means, you know, 1,000 meg up and down for any home, and even faster than that for any business. And so we just bring a different way of doing business. It really looks like the old days of, you know, AT&T in 1980, where we become part of your community. We, you know, coach Little League baseball, part of, you know, go to church with you or sit on the city council, whatever. But then we put world-class infrastructure, and the infrastructure that we install is as good as in Seoul, South Korea, or Tokyo, Japan. It really gets the community ready for the next 30 or 40 years.
The process is, as far as approving the fiber build within the city, how has that been going?
I'll tell you, and I'm not just saying it because I'm talking to a Fremont-based radio station right now. I wish every community would be as welcoming as Fremont. The city leaders, the community leaders have just been amazing. I know it's always fun to poke at, well, we didn't get the streets clear of snow, or we have a pothole or whatever, but wow. Again, we've done this 16 times, and I put it in the top two or three as far as just efficiency, professionalism, ask the right question, and a good focus on safety.
Yeah. Which, because, I'm sorry, go ahead.
You know, because in the end, we want to have a world-class network, but we also want to do it in an extremely safe manner. And Allo's record in the industry is second to none.
Chatted with Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications, here on Morning Fremont. As far as the installation of fiber is concerned, you need people to do that. Are you hiring?
We are hiring. You'll see a lot of ads and different things on our website. You can go to allofiber.com, and we're always looking for people all through the Northeast. One of the nice things is where we are building, you know, 80,000-85,000 population in that region. It's a, even if you're on the construction site, it's a long-term job because it's going to take a little while to get it done. But we actually expect most of Fremont to be done by the end of the year.
I see.
Which is pretty fast. We have a unique way of just having an intense focus on a community, getting the network live so they can see the benefits. And I now all the different lake communities and other adjacent areas, we'll get to that really kind of late this year. We'll start looking at that. We've got to get the base network done, and then we'll start looking at some of the adjacent areas.
I see. Very good. Tell me a little bit about what makes Allo different from current providers.
Well, the number one thing is customer service, and everybody says that. But we actually do things like a Net Promoter Score, and a world-class company generally is in that 75% as a Net Promoter Score. And what that means is 75% of your people, of your customers, actually promote you. Mm-hmm. And we hover around 70. So, and for a telecommunications company, most of our competitors are at a negative 5 to a 5. So the customer service is number one. Number two, maybe co-number one, is the fiber. The fact that, Allo's rankings nationally, not just in our region, we're clearly the number one provider in our region. That's but on a national basis, we're in the top five in gaming ISPs in the country. Lincoln, which was ranked 25th of the top 100 cities, was ranked 25th in the state of Nebraska when we went in there. Now in the top 100 cities in the country, it's ranked in the top three or four, usually behind Kansas City, Austin, and San Antonio.
I see.
So we just leapfrog so that bandwidth is never a problem. And we include a wireless router with our installation. This is for residential, mm-hmm. But it's a Wi-Fi 6, which that's technical, but we're one of the few companies in the country that's offering this next generation service. And, the router can actually handle 3 gig up and down. So that's 3000 meg up and down. Well, nobody needs that today, not today, but you will in the next decade. Yeah. And so we want to put the right stuff in for the future and save people money. That's the other thing.
That's for sure. Wrapping things up here with Brad Moline, president of Allo Communications. And you mentioned about how important it is to have a fiber network, which is in a community, because it does so many positive things. How about as far as a location? Will you have a storefront? If so, do you know when?
Yeah, we're... I don't have that in front of me right now.
Okay.
I think we settled on a location in Fremont, but we always have a location. And, like I said, we'll house 20 employees out of there permanently. Mm-hmm. And so people can come in, try it before they buy it, or go on to our website and sign up. Usually the meaningful users work from home, learn from home, or entertainment, gaming, look towards us to solve their problem. They want to sign up quickly, but it's important to note at our core, we're a phone company. We're a business phone company. Mm-hmm. And so whether you've got a small business, maybe one line in internet, or our largest customer that we serve in Nebraska has 32,000 employees and 110 locations. So if you're somewhere in there, We're your business phone company and internet company as well.
AlloCommunications.com. That's where you would go. Brad Moline, the president of Allo Communications, join us. Thank you so much for your time. We look forward to what you are going to be doing here in Fremont and the business that you're going to be providing and receiving as well. And we look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Yeah. Thank you very much for having me on. And I look forward to, we'll build the network, but the real fun is the next 30 years when we get to use it and we can help sponsor some things in the community and make Fremont even a better place than it already is.
Thank you, Brad. Have a great day.